to the Boss Lab. Today's episode is titled How to Sell Your Products Like a Boss. So when you think about a boss, you think about somebody who is confident, assertive, and unapologetically about their business, right? They're going to do what it takes to get the job done. There's no wavering, no insecurities, no uncertainty. They say what they say and they mean it. And it is so important when you are building your personal brand online to operate like a boss, right? You want to be intentional in every single thing that you do. And a lot of people shy away from selling online or selling in general because of the fear of rejection or, you know, the fear of not being accepted. And one of the things that you need to know is it is so important for you to be confident. If you know that you are solving someone's issue, if you know that you're actually helping someone, be confident in your solution. When you are not confident, people can sense that. So now we're talking about building a personal brand online. So a lot of this has to do more with you and how you relate to people versus the product and what the product can actually do for people. Now, there's a shift in marketing in general, but we're talking about social media, but there's a shift in how people receive our marketing messages. And it has been said, there's some statistics to back this up, that over 71% of people have stated they prefer to buy from someone they know, like, and trust, someone where they feel a personal connection with. Now, over time, you'll see that even mainstream marketing efforts have changed, right? It's no more of the let's sit here and be like late night infomercials. That strategy does not work. However, if someone feels as though they're buying from a friend or someone they trust, they're more likely to, you know, build that relationship with you and then purchase from you or enroll in whatever services that you're offering. But the important part of that is being able to connect with people, right? So when you're building your personal brand, it's more so about being able to express yourself, connect with your target market, and offer an appropriate solution. So with this, you have to be confident in whatever it is that you're offering. So I always talk about, you know, how to build trust, how to build authority, and how to build the likeness factor by using the three E's, which are educate, entertain, and empower. So now we're going to talk about how to actually craft a sales graphic. Okay, so as I just previously stated, the way we receive messages are different. So when you're thinking about sales, it doesn't have to be like this long infomercial. It doesn't have to be statistics. It doesn't even have to be a breakdown of the actual features. Like, no one really cares. And especially because we're on social media, people are scrolling when they're on the way to work, at work, scrolling when they go to the bathroom, right? Like, people are kind of moving fast, so they don't have time to sit there and figure out the breakdown. What they really want to know is, what's in it for me? How can I benefit from this? So when you're using a sales graphic, it could be that simple. So there are so many people that are selling something online, and one of the things that you want to do is make sure that you are actually setting yourself apart from other people. Like, especially if you're in the business where, let's say you're in network marketing or direct sales, more than likely you can find those products online. Like if you do a Google search, or if you are on Pinterest or something like that, or any other type of search engine, you can actually find that exact same product. So you want to be able to stand out from others. And of course, most people want to know, like, does it actually work? So a lot of times, most marketers struggle because they're trying to promote something that they probably didn't even use or have never ever used. But because we're talking about building a personal brand, we want to talk about your personal recommendations, right? Things that you know, things that you can personally vouch for. This is why it's so important to be authentic. This is why it's so important to be honest, okay? So with that being said, one of the quickest ways to stand out is to actually take a photo of your own stuff, you guys, instead of using stock photos to promote it, but take a photo. Now for this, you do not need to be a graphic artist, you guys. Look, I'm not a graphic artist. I don't even have like any type of artistic backbone, okay? So this is going to be using something that you are already using, which is social media. Now, with pretty much majority of the social media platforms, they all allow you to customize the image. Now, why is this so important? The social media platforms are very, very selfish. They want to keep you on whatever platform it is that you're on. So they reward authentic activity. They reward when you're being unique and when you're actually uploading to their platform. So now if you're on Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat, they actually have the stories feature. This allows you to actually customize the photo or video that you're uploading to their platform. Now you can add a filter, you can add an emoji. Facebook even allows you to add music now to their stories. If you are on if you're on Twitter or LinkedIn, they as well, now this is more for B2B, but they as well do allow you to actually add like an image or an icon or emoticon to the photo when you're uploading it to the platform. Like they pretty much all want you to have fun on the platform, because if you're having fun on the platform, you're more likely to stay on the platform, right? So you want to take a personal photo and you want to customize it, make it look visually appealing. Like I said, you don't need to be a graphic artist. This could be as simple as slapping on a filter, okay? Now, step number two is you actually want to include a very, very brief description. Remember what I said, people are browsing, they don't have a lot of time. They're really thinking about what's in it for me. So using the three E's, determine what you want to do with that specific picture. It could be educate, entertain, or empower. Now, if you're in the skincare industry and you just released a new product and it has a certain ingredient that many people may not be familiar with, maybe you want to take that time to educate people, such as if the product has chia seed extract, and chia seed is super absorbent, right? It could be, this contains chia seed, which is going to be really, really good for my oily girls. It'll help keep your skin matte all day. Or if you are in like a beauty industry and you have lotion, it could be something such as entertaining, like, oh my God, y'all, I am not about to be out here with no cracked skin this winter. Like, however you talk, remember, this is going to be your personal brand. So you want to tell your story, and you need to be authentic, and you need to be unapologetically you, right? This is what's going to bring people into you. Now, when we're moving like a boss, bosses do what? They usually tell people what they want to do. So in this description, you want to include a brief call to action, you guys. So depending upon how you speak, how you converse, you know, everybody is different. Your style is going to be different, but it could be as simple as you need to get this, or hit me up if you want to know more. Like however you talk, but you just want to make sure that you have a call to action. And then the third final step, you guys, is to watermark it. So because we're online, what I've realized is a lot of people, how do I say this? Plagiarize, that's too academic. A lot of people steal images, okay? So with that being said, they may scroll across your image and they're gonna hold their thumb down on their screen, save it to their phone, and update it later. So that way you don't even really receive credit for it. Now, I've personally had this happen to me a lot, so this is why I'm telling you guys about it. So you want to actually watermark it, because what you're going to do in the long run is you're going to build brand recognition. So the more you create content and images, the more people are going to start to see whatever watermark you associate with it. So it could be your name, it could be your URL, it could be a slogan, whatever, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. But some way to identify that it's you and your content. And over time, people are going to start to see that. Sometimes they're just going to look straight at that first image and go straight to what your website, or go to look you up, okay? But you want to do that because, as I've stated before, there are so many different stock images, even if it's not of your personal product, but of a product that's very, very similar. So you want to find a way that's going to stand out from the crowd and also bring people back to you. Now, I know a lot of people are thinking, well, how do I know that this works? Well, because people like things that are unique. This is how things go viral, right? Like, they go viral usually because it's the first or the very rare time that somebody's actually posted it, okay? People get tired of seeing the same thing. So you want to be unique. You want to be different. And, like, I've even looked at, like, old things that I've done just to compare them to now. And I can tell you that it's definitely working for me, you guys. I'm using this technique to build brand recognition. I'm also using it to actually get more eyeballs on my business. And what's happening is I'm generating more leads, creating an email list so I can sign up for email marketing. And I'm also generating online sales using this very same thing. Like, you guys, I've been in business now for A little bit over 3 years. And I ran across a pin that I did 3 years ago, you guys. 3 years. It has three views. 3 years, three views. 1 year per view. Sad. So, but I also just did a pin 2 weeks ago and that has 50,000, right? And I have more pins that are doing very, very similar things. They're getting reshared, they're getting saved. Same goes for the images that I upload to the social media platforms. They're being saved, they're being reshared. I have people just literally doing the whole hold the thumb thing down, taking your image, and they sharing it on Facebook. Okay, this is what I'm trying to tell you about the whole watermarking and bringing people back to you. So anyway, but once you have these images, you guys, you can upload it to your Facebook group or your Facebook business page, your Facebook personal page, Instagram, Twitter, your LinkedIn group, right? It's so many different things that you can do with that actual image. If you have a blog, you can upload it to your blog and hook it up to a little bit of SEO, or Pinterest and hook it up to a little bit of SEO. So that way it continues to generate leads and sales for you after that expired social media time. But you guys, this has worked so much more effectively for me. It's just being unique. And as I said, it's about building your own personal brand. So when you're talking and you're conversing with people in your target market, you're being able to express yourself. You don't have to try to figure out the best words or the best catchphrases to sell people, right? This is just coming from a very, very authentic spot. And when people see that, they're more likely to actually trust you. So I wanted to share this quick little tip with you guys, just to recap. You want to take an actual photo, customize it using the social media platform, give a brief description, a call to action, and a watermark. And with that, you'll be able to generate leads and sales. If you are in direct sales or network marketing, you guys will always hear me say that you need a way to actually track those conversions. So I don't suggest that you send them to your company replicated website. But if you do have a website of your own, something that you have, a blog, or if it's a website, like a URL for your social media accounts and things like that. But catch you guys on the next episode. If you are interested in receiving more tips from me and actually seeing how I use this technique in my business, I encourage you to join my free Facebook group. You can get there from my blog or from my digital business card. Just go to chicagosbeauty.com. Catch you guys on the next one.